Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I am Vicky Barcelona, and with me, as always, the lovely Sarah.
Oh, hey.
And special guest joining us this week, the lovely Bree.
Hello, ladies.
Yay! I'm so glad you're back.
Yes.
I'm just pulling you from whatever work you're doing. It's like, stop working. Come
no,
to the podcast.
It's totally fine. I would have came every other episode or show, but it's like, you know, I got
apparently we
stuff
have to work
going on. Yeah.
You don't just get to hang out here
this
at the
is way
radio station.
It really is. I like just hanging out with you girls.
So. Yeah, we just BS the entire time, which I love it.
Next time, can we bring like mimosas or something?
Girl.
Oh, girl. Never mind. Sorry.
Oh, don't say that. Can we do that in a month?
Okay, in a month.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a sec, but give us our contact info.
All right, we have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
All right, so you're doing dry. I thought you did dry September. It's not September yet.
I know, but it's my girl's birthday, September 13th, right?
Uh-huh.
So we got back from Chicago August 12th or something.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, this is a perfect time to do a month sober.
Because I'm not going to drink at Vicky's birthday.
August. Oh, okay, bitch, you just planned your birthday like
I know.
2 hours ago. So
wait, where's these shenanigans going down at?
At my house.
I think her new house.
Okay, yeah, I want to go. Okay.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not going to drink from the 13th to the 13th.
Okay.
And you know what? So far, having a tough time with it.
Really?
It's hard, huh?
I am. I'm like day 7 in or something, and I was a bitch yesterday. Like, I don't know what it was. I don't know if someone was in the air. I was in some weird mood, and my yoga teacher was like, well, you're not drinking, right? And I was like, is that what's missing in my life? Do I just need a shot of tequila and I'll feel better?
Oh my god.
Yeah, and I'm trying to eat really good too, so
a mixture of everything.
Oh, it's crazy how much like food and drinking has like your body just gets so used to it, and once you like take it away, like I'm doing really low sugar, really low carb, like that whole thing, I'm like, I want to kill everyone.
Well, I feel like I'm doing something similar, actually. I'm in a wedding, my cousin's wedding in October coming up.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
And I have to fit into this dress. I mean, I have the dress, it fits, but it's, you know, like, I want to let, we're going to Hawaii, by
it's
the
a
way.
Little uncomfortable.
It's a destination wedding, too, you know,
oh,
Hawaii,
damn.
Like, you know, I want to let go to the beach. But anyway, yeah, it's a little tight. So I'm like, I'm trying to lose weight and I'm eating better right now, mm-hmm. like, a lot better. But I can't give up drinking. Here's why. I have a good.
Oh, let's hear this.
I have a good reason why.
You don't want too many chemical changes in your body, so it'll totally screw you.
Yeah, because when I go to Hawaii, I'm just going to, like, you know, ball out and get sick probably. So I want to make sure I'm prepared. You know what I mean? And here's another reason why, because it's hard to stop drinking. But I know I'm not an alcoholic. I just enjoy social drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're a social person.
I am a social person. And me still kind of being technically new to the area you're in, you know, I like to go and see new things and hang out with people.
Experience.
So yeah, so it's like,
are you switching the type of booze you're drinking? Because I know a lot of people are like, well, I used to drink beer, but
correct.
Now I don't drink beer.
Correct. I am. So here's the thing. Here's a tip for you, Sarah, if you really are having a hard time. And I'm not trying to provoke you to do this.
Okay.
But here's what I do. This is what I do. Don't be like Brie. Okay.
Are you all about that White Claw now?
No, I love it, though. I've tried it.
Oh.
They're pretty good. Wait. We could get back on. Wait, they're
okay,
pretty good.
We'll talk about White Claw.
Here's what I do real quick. I, instead of drinking beer and all that other stuff, mm-hmm. what I do is I take straight shots of tequila.
Mm-hmm.
And what tequila is a straight agave, you know, so from the plant. And from a trainer, I was told that if you do drink, just do straight tequila shots because it's like, you know, vodka's from potatoes and, mm-hmm. you know, whiskey has sugar in it. So all those things have sugar and bad things that do have carbs and calories. If you do straight shots of tequila, you're okay. But try to don't do a lot. But if you do need a drink.
Like 4 or 5?
Yeah. A
over
day?
The course of how many days? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
how many months?
My boyfriend's doing this with me and he.
Well, that's motivating then.
I mean, honestly, dude, like having someone, and he cooks, so he does all the cooking and he likes doing all that stuff. But having someone to do it by your side is super, super helpful. But on Saturday, I mean, he always cracks before I crack. Like if I say I'm going to do something, 90% of the time, I'm going to do it.
And I so feel like it's more 95% of the time.
95, thanks, Vicky. But he wanted to drink. And so seriously, he was looking up every alcohol, saying how many carbs it has. And Tito's vodka has no carbs, apparently. So he literally brought a handle of vodka up to where we were and was like, babe, come on, let's just have a shot. Let's have a drink. And I'm like, the problem with that for me, though, is when I get drunk or when I'm hungover, I don't give two F's what I'm eating.
Yeah.
Somehow I'm convinced in my mind, my body needs this pasta. Like, it'll just make, it'll balance me out. You know? And so that's my problem, is because I know if I start drinking, I'm going to eat like crap that night and
life
the day
hack.
After.
Life hack. Trader Joe's sells this cauliflower crust pizza, and it is bomb.
Dude, I've been living life on cauliflower crust pizza.
So, when I get drunk, I have like three of those in my freezer, and I make one. So I don't feel so bad.
No. Oh, God. And pizza's the best when you're drunk. Pizza, French fries, and burgers.
That's what I'm saying. You know, so if you have a cauliflower pizza and you're drunk and it doesn't taste that bad, you know, it's pretty good. Like,
I still think I would just cave in and get a real pizza.
Well, I'm trying here, but you're doing a lot better than me, so good for you.
Speaking of, like, White Claw... Over the weekend, I went to my best friend's birthday. She celebrated her 30th birthday. She's legit, literally 2 weeks older than I am to the day. So we celebrated her birthday in Chelan, which, by the way, I really would love to go to again. I've never been to Chelan before, at least not as an adult. It's gorgeous over there.
Nice. I've heard.
Yeah. So definitely maybe we should plan a trip next year.
Oh, hell yeah.
But I'm like, hey, do you want me to bring anything? Like a handle or something? She's like, oh, just bring more White Claws. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, dude, I think it's like the
it's very bro-y now.
It's popular. It's a trend.
Yeah. It's like bros love it too.
Dude, my boyfriend loves it. He loves the White Claws. So... He loves the Trulies. There's another one that has like rosemary basil flavor and like lavender flavor.
Okay, that sounds gross. I'm not trying to eat like grass. So.
I'll drink it if there's nothing else there. But literally what I was doing, I poured some of the White Claw out. I added some energy drink and then I added vodka to it.
Yeah, I feel like it's just like such a wussy drink. Like it's something to just sip on if you want to be drinking at a party, I feel like. But like it's not, I have to drink like a million of them for me to be feeling good.
Yeah. Everybody was drinking them at Pain in the Grass.
Yes.
Not Trulies. Time out. Not everyone. All the guys were drinking this.
I love them.
I don't know why. I think guys don't really like too sweet of things. Like, it tastes like soda water. And you don't really taste the alcohol, but you know there's alcohol in it. It's like almost drinking like a vodka soda.
Like a LaCroix, but alcoholic.
Yeah.
But like, it's so low percent.
I actually enjoyed them this past weekend. I was went to a friend's birthday party out in Georgetown, which is a cool area, by the way. That was my first time hanging
out over
there.
That's where my second gig is. Why didn't you say what's up?
I didn't. Okay, well.
Next time.
Yeah, next time. So they at the party, I got there a little bit late because I had to work. And basically, they had like, oh, Brie, let's take shots. So I was like, okay, cool. And like... And then the rest was just like beer. And I was like, okay, well, I don't want beer. And then my friend was all like, oh, I think there's like some White Claws in the fridge. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. Because I know how they taste. They're not sweet. And I don't like sweet drinks. I like to taste the alcohol.
Oh, I love sweet.
So I took and they were like hella good. It was like three different flavors. So I was like trying all of them.
Yeah.
So then it turned into like a taste test. I had really fun. I had a lot of fun.
See, I just wish they were a little bit harder in alcoholic percentage. And I wish they had a little bit more flavor.
That's why I'm excited for the Four Locos that are coming out.
Oh, okay.
Jesus. Yeah.
So speaking of Four Loko, I was at the gas station because I was asked to pick up White Claw. So I picked up a White Claw and then I was like, okay, they're the big cans of different drinks. I was like, okay, let me see what they got over here. Like around where the Four Locos
are. Please tell me about a Four Loko.
No, worse.
What?
It is something called Mas Juice.
Mas
Juice. J-O-O-S-E. And so the entire time I'm like, guys, you want some of my Mas Juice?
Is it like bright blue?
It is. No, they had a blue lemonade. I was like, that scares me. I got the mango one. I gave it to everybody. It was 14%.
Dude, and it comes in just like a can?
A giant can, like the big cans. What are they? I forget what they're
like
called.
Like a tall can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is my jam.
It was so bad. Everyone's like, it's so gross. And it did taste really like beer alcoholic-y. You know that.
So like a Four Loko.
Yeah. So they're like, God, it's so gross. So I started mixing it. My friend, it was her birthday. She was faded. Because we were going by level. Like, how drunk are you? 1 to 10. She finally hit 10.
So she'll drink anything.
Yeah. So I made it. I added Gatorade, the lime Gatorade. And then I added a little bit of like energy drink to it.
Oh.
And it was actually quite tasty.
So you tamed it a little bit.
I tamed it. It wasn't that bad. So we were chugging it. And someone spills it because we were playing catchphrase. And
all I yelled was
at the dude because I'm drunk too. Not drunk, but buzzed.
Drunk.
No, I wasn't drunk. I didn't have a hangover or anything.
You spilled it.
But he spilled it all over the table. I'm like, my juice!
You spilled my juice.
Oh, how sticky was that floor, though?
Oh, it was all sticky. We had to quickly clean it up, spray it down. It was bad. But I just kept saying, the only reason I bought it really is to say, my juice. Because I'm an idiot.
You guys really like Four Locos. Are you kidding me?
I don't drink. I've never had one. I don't know.
You're lucky.
That was the first time I ever accidentally got plastered. It was before they took the caffeine out of them.
Yes. That's what I was going to tell you is I had them when they were before they took all that stuff out of them.
And I was a goody two-shoes, so I didn't really drink or anything. And I wasn't 21, and it was my friend's birthday, and it was in a hotel, and everyone was drinking these Four Locos. So I would just have sips of people. Dude, the next thing you know, I'm legit on the streets of Seattle trying to get into a rave. And I got a rave name, and they gave me rave.
What was your rave name?
Bang Bang.
Oh, that is a good name.
I don't know, because they were like, yeah, because you know we want to bang you, and I'm like, okay, cool.
Oh my God. See, I would have thought Boom Boom, but that's an X-Men character, and you kind of look like Boom Boom.
And dude, I don't even. There were pictures from that night though, and I was like, that Four Loko is dangerous.
Me and my best friend used to kill two of them.
Like
each.
That is impressive.
When before the caffeine got taken out of them. I remember we walked to the like a liquor store one time. We didn't even know. We were like on our way. Oh, we were going to go hang out somewhere. It was me, her, my two cousins. We're like, what should we get? We don't want beer. Like, let's just get something quick to pound it. And then we were going to this party. So we picked up these things like right when they were like brand new.
Yeah.
And the guy, the worker or whatever, the store manager was all like, oh, those are supposed to be good. We're like, oh, what is this? What are they? He goes, I don't know, but there's like Yuva in it. We're like, Yuva? What the heck's Yuva? It was like UVA. Like, yeah. I don't. So yeah, like some ingredient. And we're like, okay, let's try it. And so we all got the grape flavor, I remember. And we like pounded them. And that's how I got this piercing right here on my ear.
Yes! Oh, cartilage
piercing. Yeah, I got my cartilage pierced.
Oh, man.
And I never got a piercing ever after that. It was the worst.
Oof. Like painful-wise?
Painful, yeah.
Yeah, cartilage takes forever to heal.
Even with that, the booze in you, you remember?
Yeah, I remember it. That's how bad it was. And I was just like, I'm supposed to be drunk.
Let me chug another one.
It is funny because if you look at the back of like a Red Bull, it says, do not mix with alcohol.
Yeah.
And that's all you get at bars. It's like vodka Red Bulls.
Yeah. Oof. Reminds me of Aussies.
They're not as they're not as good as they used to be, I will say, because of course my boyfriend and I, the classy people we are, we had a Four Loko day. So we got Four Lokos and we like floated on the river or whatever.
Nice.
And so we got four different kinds and they're like, they're not as good as I remember. Hmm. Or maybe I'm maturing and my taste buds are different now.
Could be a little both.
I think I miss the caffeine in it.
Could be a little both.
I like the quick, like, woo, faded. Yep. You know?
Yeah, give me a shot. I'm done.
Yeah.
But there is actually something kind of shifting gears, talking about your boyfriend, talking about friends of yours, people you know, Sarah. Something happened recently on a picture was posted.
Woo!
And things were getting heated. And okay. I know a little bit about it. And she wanted to get our opinions on
what the situation is. This all unfolded last Wednesday, so after we'd done the podcast. But I remembered I wanted to bring it up to you, Vicky, because it's actually kind of about you. And I'm curious to get your viewpoint on it as well, because I feel like you guys will have different viewpoints than me and then as my friends, too. And there's only so much I really can speak about it because I'm basic. But
you're also white.
White, yeah. White as in basic. I posted a very cute picture of me, Taryn, Vicky, and Robin from the men's room, all of us at Paint in the Grass. Mm-hmm. There was this listener who I assume he's a listener, I do not know him, and he wrote it, can't stop looking at Vicky. And so I responded and said, I know, dude, right? And then he responded and said, she's a good looking lady and probably makes some bomb ass tacos. Thank you.
Yeah, right.
That is how I reacted.
I'm sorry, that's funny.
And okay, right. And so I just saw it. I didn't like it. I didn't comment on it because I mean, I know Vicky, and I would assume she would laugh at that, too.
Yes.
One, because, I mean, it's true. You do.
Yes.
And two, you have talked about how you make bomb-ass tacos and whatnot.
On the radio. Plenty of times.
On the radio. So,
it's in my blood.
Yeah, exactly. But I didn't say anything. Anyway, but in my mind, I legit was like, okay, so I have some friends who are very opinionated on lots of things. And I was like, if they see this comment, they're going to freak out. And I knew that one of my friends might have seen it because she had commented previously on the picture.
Uh-huh.
So she may have looked at
it. Is it the one that we both kind of hang out with?
No.
Does game stuff?
No,
not that one. Okay.
But anyway, so I kid you not, maybe an hour or two later, This bitch highlights that comment.
Screenshots
it. Screenshots it, circles it, and then puts it in this group chat that I'm with, like, six other of my really good friends.
Yeah.
And says, like, how can people think this is okay? And then another one of my friends is like, oh, my God, I can't believe someone would write that. And then another one of my friends was like, ugh, I hate humans. And so I responded and was like, that's so funny. I legit saw this comment and thought you guys would freak out about it, LOL. And then another friend said, yeah, because it's racist. And I was like, for the record, she does talk about making bomb-ass tacos on the radio.
Right, and you have a lot of listeners on your profile.
Exactly. Yes. She's said that many of times.
Yeah, my mom has a really good recipe for salsa. Like, my family loves to cook.
Yeah.
I love to cook.
So that's how I responded back. And then nothing. No one said anything. No one responded to that.
They had no way to respond.
Or at all. And it was just, it got my blood boiling. And I don't know, there's only so much I feel like I can say, you know, but
how many of your friends were, you know, POC, people of color in this group chat?
There's one. I'm pretty sure she didn't say anything, though.
OK, so it's all white people saying this.
She's also she's really chill. Mm-hmm. She doesn't really care about, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
She's really, really chill. So she didn't even comment on this. But the three, four people that are main people comments, all white.
Isn't that funny?
So it is funny because it's like they're not even the ones getting offended. Like, they don't even know why they're offended. You're offended because they're calling a Mexican girl out for what she probably really admires in making.
Right. Well, that I've said many a times.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
He's never tried them, so he could only assume I make good tacos because he hasn't tried my tacos.
But then on top of that, you could also look at it in the different perspective as a man who, from time, test will tell, like, men like food. They like to eat. And they like a woman that could cook, which, honestly, I feel like everybody should cook. But
right. Men, women, everyone
like,
belongs to the
hey,
kitchen.
Hey, Vicky looks good, and she looks like she can make some bomb tacos, and she could cook for me. Like, hell yeah. You know, like, that's a compliment.
That's exactly what that's why I have such a hard time nowadays, is because for me, I read that comment and I was like, one, it's true. And two, like, it's a nice thing to say.
Right.
Like,
because a lot of women these days don't know how to cook.
No.
I don't know. I'm one of them. Like, and I'll admit it. But if someone like, but it's hard for me to feel like I can't really say much. But if someone said like, hey, you look like you make a good pasta dish or something. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, well, I'm Italian.
A good Kringle.
Yeah. Yeah. I would be like, well, thanks.
You make a good strudel.
But it sucks because I don't know what to say. I can't relate to it. And I feel like I get in these kind of debates with them all the time about this kind of stuff. But it's like one of my friends who's on the group chat who is of color, she is dope ass hair. And freaking love it. She's African American. She has like huge.
Is she
hair.
The shorter one?
Yeah.
Then I hope it is.
Yeah, and I, you know, I feel like nowadays people get so. If I say like, "Damn, I love your hair," like now that can be
taken out of context,
yeah. And it's like,
I think it's different than like. I think some people, and I mean, there are people within like people of color that will get easily offended. Like I've seen people post online. It's like, you're not allowed to speak Spanish unless you're Hispanic, or blah, 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 blah. It's like, okay, you need to shut the hell up because you're the stupid minority making the rest of us look bad. And I'm sure that's the case with many people in all cultures, because I've seen certain things. It's like, I feel like paying a compliment to somebody is different than, you know, touching their hair without permission, because I feel like that is not a rude thing to do. I know, Sarah, you wouldn't have mind if you were a person of color and your same personality. I don't think you would mind it so much because that's you.
Yeah.
But you're a very rare occurrence. Typically, it's not okay.
Okay, well, how about this? So I got my nails done a few weeks ago and they were like bright ass pink.
Mm-hmm.
And I was with my coworker and he commented on them, and he is half black, half white. Uh-huh. And he was like, oh, I like your nails. And I'm like, oh, thanks. Like, I just like wish my hands like were tanner. Like, I wish I was tanner. I feel like they look better on tan skin. And I like put my nails up to his skin color. And I was like, oh, damn, see, dope. If your nails were this color, I think it just pops better. Like, I love it.
Yeah.
Was he offended?
He was kind of offended.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. But that's like an observation.
It's like a, you know what? I just think skin tone thing. It's not
and
like.
It, for me, I just it's think, an observation. And it was in my mind, it was a compliment. It was like, oh, my, I wish I was your skin color. Like, it would. It goes, you know what I mean?
You're just saying, yeah, you wish you would have picked a different color because this color is a little bit too bright for your skin tone.
Yeah.
I think it's some people think.
I think just people get offended so easily nowadays. Yeah. Like, it is easy to offend anybody, like saying anything like that, you know, your nail color, or Vicky looks like she makes good tacos. Like, Yeah, you can take it the stereotypical way. Right. Like, oh, Vicky makes the tacos because she's Mexican.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that color don't look good on you because you're white. And if you were black, it'd look better. Like relax.
I know.
It's not all about that. The fact that you're making it about that says a lot about you.
Right. Especially when I'm just trying to, like, make a compliment. Like, I'm really just trying to be like, oh, damn, that look way better on you.
Like, do you know how people tell me all the time? Because I want to go blonde. And people are like, Brie, don't go blonde. You will not look good. Like, why? Because I have a darker...
You have olive-y skin. Yeah. But you still have, like, a lighter complexion, yeah, like me.
But I mean, but they say, like, I have the darker features, like, mm-hmm, the dark eyebrows, the, you know, the dark eyes and, you know, mm-hmm, whatever. And I'm like, well, why? And they're like, well, if you were darker, like, I don't take offense to that.
No. Like, yeah, I mean, it's all probably true. I'm really
trying to picture it now, and I don't know if I can.
I know.
It's really tripping me out because I want you to go blonde to see it.
I kind of want you to wear, like, bright blue eye contacts just to make it really weird.
Oh, we can have it.
We can get a wig. We can try it out. I have a couple blonde wigs if you want to try it out. I have some curly blonde wigs if you want to try it.
Yeah, make it happen.
Damn, come to the blonde side.
But I'm thinking, because it's interesting because I try to be respectful to everybody. I do get really annoyed when, I think there's two things that would offend me, like as a person of color. Two things that would actually offend me is, it's when people do that. They're like, oh, you should be, I'm offended for you. It's like, you're a white person. You don't know what offends us. Like, for example, there was a story of these women opened up like a burrito truck or shop or whatever in Oregon. And they made a joke saying they went down to Mexico and they basically peeked into people's windows and, you know, stole the recipes. And like, it was a joke. They literally would go there and people are like, oh, no, come into my house. Let me show you how to cook. Let me feed you.
Yeah.
And so because they made that comment, all these, you know, social justice warriors came out and they're like, you need to close down your shop. And they got closed down because of all the hate they got. And it's like, do you not know our culture? It's like, we are the culture of please come in. Oh, it is my daughter's birthday. You're just a random person from the street. Come in and please. Yeah. Like, we.
So instead of saying that, she said she just was like creeping through the windows.
Yeah,
kind
like
of thing.
She's like, she learned any way she could to, like, even she made the joke like, I even creeped in the windows because she was that dedicated into learning properly.
Mm.
Which that in itself, it's like, okay, good testament. You didn't. That's a testament to you because most people are like, I'm just gonna Tex-Mex it or Americanize it, and they actually went and learned
the authentic. To,
yeah, the
like
cuisine.
Recipes or whatever.
It's like when people just assume like, oh, you can't do that because that's the Mexican culture. You're not allowed to do that. It's like, you don't know that we love to share our culture.
Yeah.
We are all about...
Especially with food.
Food, music, traditions, like values.
Family.
Exactly. So I think it's kind of rude. And there was also another article where this woman had made like a traditional Japanese geisha party and was showing how to do a party. And her daughter was white and she did the geisha makeup and stuff. And they did a tea party. All these people were hating on it. Yeah. This person from Japan wrote, look, I am from Japan. I'm literally in Japan right now. It's like... This is like our culture. Like, we give kimonos as gifts to people. Any, doesn't matter what skin tone. Like, they're doing it in a respectful way. It wasn't racist. Like, they weren't trying to make fun of it with any like offensive stereotypes, like where they're, you know, the cartoony old school ones, you know what I'm talking about. It's like she legit did her research. They did everything perfectly and it was playing homage. It wasn't trying to steal the culture. It wasn't trying to do any cultural appropriation. And I'm so tired of that because. Yeah. If you think about it, every culture has appropriated from another culture.
Yeah.
And even in that post, it said something like, if you like, you know, Japanese, you know, pop music, we got that from, you know, Korea, from K-pop. We got this from this country. We're just a big mix of things. So,
I mean, in even the world we live in now, do you know how many, like, half cousins I have? Or, like, there's so many interracial relationships of people and, you know, human beings themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many people that are mixed.
Right.
Like, when does it become, I'm going to claim this or claim that, and I'm going to, you know, this is bad, this is not. There is, okay, wait, I want to share this real quick. There is one thing that I am offended by, but more so because it's annoying, and now I'm just trying to nitpick at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the rapper Little John, mm-hmm, obviously, we all know.
Yeah,
exactly. He has this song out, it's called Taco Tuesday, and it's so goofy and generic, and it's like Taco Tuesday. It's like this big old bump, bump, bump.
I wonder if you had to pay money because the person copyrighted that.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. But so people have been going around doing these viral videos and dancing to it and eating tacos or whatever. Well, LeBron James has been doing this Taco Tuesday thing with his family every day, and he'll get on his phone and he'll be like, what's today? It's Taco Tuesday, right?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, what's today? And he goes to his kids and they'll say whatever. And it's cool. But then he takes it an extra step. Now, here's where I get offended. And I don't get offended by anything.
Okay.
And he starts going, ay, 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 at the at the end of it. And I'm like, bro, you don't need to do all that.
Yeah, that's a little much.
Like, literally. And yeah. I'm like, they're actually more annoying than anything. Because it's just kind of annoying. Like, I'm like, the video's annoying. Like, us scroll back. Okay, whatever. Cool, have fun. But then he adds that, ay, 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 in the back. And I'm like, why?
Wait, why does that annoy you?
I think
because it's like a Mexican grito. Like, that is actually like.
And it's usually only like in mariachi songs.
Mariachi songs. Yeah. It's actually a real significant.
Like, arriba!
Well, it's similar.
Kind of. Yeah.
It's like, he's basically trying to say that. Like, they're saying, it's like a long Mexican chant. Like, it's this. Or Latin or Spanish. Yeah.
I think it's more Mexican. It's more Mexican. I think mariachi is a Mexican thing.
It's like a they call it the grito. It's like a chant they do.
Yeah, it's like if you watch Coco.
Like a call.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a call, you know. So, and it's really respected in like the mariachis and all that stuff like that.
It's to do a good one, you need some vocal skill.
Yeah, you need some. But he goes and he's trying to be funny. And I'm like, you could do the Taco Tuesday thing all you want. But when you start making fun of that, I'm like, I'm offended. So now I'm offended.
Macy, maybe he wasn't even trying to make fun of it. Because for me, I'm like, dude, I want to try that right now. That looks hella fun. Like, that sounds dope. Like, see, it's the little things that people get offended by. And, like, for me, I would have had no idea. I'd be like, ay, 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 you know, and like, oh, it sounds so cool. Yeah, you know, I don't know.
See, the thing that gets me is, and it's weird because there's no way to, like, quote unquote, police it. Is the people that for Cinco de Mayo, they go all out, they get the sombrero and poncho and stuff, but the rest of the year, they're like, build that wall.
Oh,
they're very
God.
Racist against
yes.
Mexicans the rest of the year. Or there was a video of these college students, they went to vacation in Mexico. And they were on a boat and there was footage of them chanting, build the wall. Ugh. It's like, you don't get to take part of our culture and our traditions if you're going to be a racist a-hole.
Well, yeah. It's crazy because people...
But there's no policing it because it's like, I don't know if you're racist the other days of the week.
Well, yeah, even if you're not build that wall throughout like the rest of the year or whatever, but Cinco de Mayo or you go to like a restaurant or my friend was having a restaurant at like an Azteca or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
And she said... Like, oh, yeah, like, dress up, like, bring sombreros a lot. And so I told my friend who's dating someone from Mexico, and because I thought it was like, oh, she just wants to bring this all, like, no big deal. She got hella pissed and was like, that is not okay. Like, that's making fun of culture and whatever. And for me, like, I'm not trying to make fun of it. Like, I'm trying to celebrate it. Like, I won't want to hurt anyone's feelings. I just want to be a part of it. And I thought that was cool. Like,
I
so
mean,
it's super hard.
It's a weird balance.
There is a weird balance, but I think.
Whoa. Hi.
Hello.
Anyways.
And that was the end of this. No, just kidding. No, I just think it's a weird... I think what needs to happen or why people get offended... Like, you just need to educate yourself. And I think this is where the misunderstandings come from. Like, people celebrate Cinco de Mayo not even really knowing what it is.
It's
like, it's not even...
It's Mexican Independence
and
Day.
And it's not, yeah.
Oh, I got ripped a new one for that last year.
Yeah, it's not even... It's literally, like, we lost the battle. Like, we won the battle of Puebla,
which is a really small town. And honestly... Nobody really...
It was against the French.
Yeah, which is why I'm part French.
Oh,
I'm 22% French.
There you go.
But
it's
somebody
not...
lost the war but gained a booty.
Yeah, which is weird because... which is weird because it's not even like... It's not even celebrated in Mexico.
Right. It's funny because there's a lot of traditions. Like a lot of people like want to celebrate like Day of the Dead stuff or images and stuff. But a lot of those times I'm like, Mom, how was it when you celebrated Day of the Dead? She's like... I didn't.
Yeah.
That happens in really small pueblos, small towns. It's not a big thing everywhere.
Except in the United States for some reason.
But what should be bigger here is Mexican Independence Day. If, you know, you want, that's in September.
Yep.
It's 9/16, September 16th.
Yeah.
That's actually Mexican Independence Day.
Is that what we all kind of think Cinco de Mayo is?
Yeah.
Yes.
People think it's Independence Day. It's, I think we owed them a lot of money and France is like, we're going to pay up by taking your land instead.
Yeah.
And we're like, screw you. And I think it was like a couple years and then we finally won that day when we won that battle. With Day of the Dead, I have some friends, like a lot of people in their lives, like grandparents and, you know, family members have passed away. So like last year, or the year before, I had my buddy message me. He's like, so we wanted to honor these people. And we saw Coco and we looked into it and we love the idea of Day of the Dead and we want to honor our dead just like on Day of the Dead. Would that be OK with you or would that be offensive? Like, we won't do it if you think it's horrible. I'm like, no. It's a beautiful tradition.
Yeah,
I think
100%.
Do it. Yeah, and if you're doing it respectfully and honoring, like, you're honoring the people that have passed.
That's all I think it is. I really just think it's an education thing. Like, you know, don't speak on something you don't know, basically.
Yeah.
You know, so like, for instance, going back to the picture of Vicky and you guys at Paint in the Grass, and the guy said, oh, Vicky looks great, and she also looks like she makes tacos, and then your friends got offended by it, Sarah, correct?
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's rude. Like,
the guy listens
how do you,
to the show.
How do you
probably.
Know that's rude? Do you guys understand the whole basis of it? You know, they're both on air. Vicky talks about tacos. He's probably a listener. You guys are not known. Like, I walked into a bar one time with Sarah and we got free drinks and she didn't even know who the guy was. Holler. You know what I mean? Yeah. My point
I
like,
went to a Target and someone bought me a bottle.
You guys are on a very well-known radio show. Mm. And so for them to just jump to conclusions.
It's extra AF and I want to punch him in the face.
That's what I'm saying. Right. It's just an educational thing. I think people just need to educate
themselves.
Send them
a link to this audio.
Do you think if they weren't a listener or if you hadn't ever said that on air, like if it was just random, would you guys be offended by it?
No, I wouldn't.
I think it'd be weird. Not in a bad way, because I don't think I look Mexican. People don't typically peg me as Mexican.
Well, if they knew.
Okay, but that's why I'd be like, oh, how do you know I was Mexican? I'd be more like, how'd you know?
If that was my picture and like, I didn't know this person or whatever, I would have took it at like, this MF-er thinks I'm fat. Because I could make, if I'm big and I can make tacos, I'd be like, and I would have replied like, yeah, I can make tacos.
It's like, never trust a skinny chef, right?
Then you take it like the whole other way. Yeah.
It's like, hey, bitch.
Yeah, I wouldn't even have took it like race-wise, ethnicity-wise, I would have took it like, oh, my body image.
It's like, oh.
But tacos are good. Yeah, you're right,
Yeah. Oh, dude, I got to read you this meme my buddy sent me, and that'll close off this episode just because it is that funny. But yeah, I don't see myself getting offended. I'd be more like, how'd you know?
Okay, that's good to know because you never know nowadays.
All right. So the body wants sex. The heart wants love. Soul wants peace. And stomach needs tacos.
Órale!
Órale!
I was about to do the ay-ay-ay, but I won't do it.
What is it? You could do it. Do it.
You have our permission.
That's actually pretty.
Yeah,
that was
really
pretty good, actually.
Thank you. I kind of practice every day. Just kidding.
Actually, I have one more thing to talk about, but I think we'll save it for the next one because we're over already.
Okay.
But we'll talk to you guys next one.
Bye.